Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and I'm your host. Thank you for listening tonight. It's great to have your company. The way this podcast works couldn't be more simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get nice and cozy in bed. I'll take a moment to guide you through a relaxation, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story that's designed to just gently grasp your attention and guide you off to sleep. Do remember, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss a good night's rest. A great way to help me and the team here at Get Sleepy is by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can give us feedback and share ideas at getsleepy.com. And at the moment, we have a survey up on the website and would love your feedback on that, which will really help us make the podcast better for you. Now, tonight's story is going to be narrated by Nadine, and we'll hear all about a young girl who makes a furry friend when she moves to a new home. Now, you might be listening to the podcast, listening to my voice through headphones, through a speaker, or just the built-in speaker on your device. Depending on which, you'll be picking up different timbres and tones from my voice, maybe more deep and bassy through a good set of headphones or earbuds, perhaps a bit softer and raspy through a phone speaker. You might be taking in my every word, or just letting my voice be a backdrop. But whatever way you experience the podcast, however best works for you, thank you for listening. Of course, the podcast is all about the story, but this is also time for me to touch base with you guys and hopefully build a personable and friendly connection with you. And I really do appreciate all of you listeners and all of the support that you're giving me and the team so far. So I hope you're already feeling in a nice, relaxed state of mind. But even if you're not, then I'm sure by listening you'll soon be on your way there. So just place your hands on your belly and take a deep inhale, feeling your belly rise as you take the air in. And then exhale, noticing how your belly lowers as the air leaves your body. Allow that breath to continue for a little while. And now place your attention on your toes and imagine that there's a light switch for your toes. Right now it's on, as it has been all day. But you're ready for bed now. So just visualize yourself turning that light switch off. Notice how that causes your toes to relax and soften. Move your attention to your feet and turn the switch for your feet off as well. Now, turn off the switch for your lower legs, your thighs, and your hips, allowing everything below your waist to relax. Focus now on your abdomen, and turn off the light switch there as well. And then your chest, your back, your shoulders, your arms, your hands and fingers, your neck, and finally, turn off the switch for your head. Now, for tonight's story. It begins on a cool summer evening as Alice's father is tucking her into bed.
In Alice's bedroom, as her dad gave her a kiss on the forehead and tucked her in for the night. I know you don't want to leave your friends at school, honey, but there will be new friends and adventures at our new house, her dad said. You promise? Alice asked with hopeful eyes. I promise. Good night, sweetie, he replied. The Dodson family had lived in the suburbs for years, but Patty and Mark, Alice's parents, had both been raised on ranches. Their dream was to one day buy their own small ranch, where their kids could have lots of space to breathe easy and roam free. And now, that dream is becoming a reality. One day last year, the perfect opportunity came up. A beautiful 12-acre ranch with a picturesque red barn, a horse stable, four stalls and a decent size but muddy pond. And so the Dodsons bought the ranch, and tomorrow they'd leave the suburbs to begin a brand new lifestyle in the countryside. Their son, Danny, was nearly 12 years old. And Alice was a shy and freckled 8.5-year-old. The family also included two dogs, a black Labrador named Bear and an old German Shepherd named Jeremy. Patty and Mark had the know-how to run a small ranch, and Danny spent enough summers at his grandparents' farm to know his way around animals too. So except for Alice, they were all familiar with cattle, horses, chickens, and even sheep. Sheep, in fact, were Patty's animal of expertise. One time, she asked Alice what she thought about living on a ranch with sheep. So Alice started counting sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, and then slowly pretended to doze off. That got a good laugh out of Mum. The family agreed the kids should pick the name for the ranch. But Danny wanted to name it after himself, and Alice did too. So they ended up putting the two names together and calling it the Dallas Ranch. They had the name cast in wrought iron to put over the driveway gate. The movers arrived early the next morning. After a couple of hours, everything was packed up and ready to go. So the family hopped in their car and headed to their new home, with the movers following behind them. Alice stared longingly out the window as they drove. Their old home was all she ever knew, and she had no idea what to expect moving to a different place. She watched as the neatly organized suburban neighborhoods slowly became more spacious. Eventually, the neighborhoods disappeared altogether, giving way to rolling green hills intermixed with patches of forest and pastures with cows and horses. Before long, the wrought iron gate bearing the name Dallas Ranch appeared. It was the first time the kids had seen the ranch with their chosen name posted out front. "That's pretty cool," Danny remarked. Mark and Patty nodded in approval and gave each other a wink. Mark helped the movers, while Patty took the kids around the ranch to show them some new additions since their last visit. Bear and Jeremy, the two dogs, came along for the fun. Mark had purchased a few head of cattle, plus two horses, Bobby Sox and Cakewalk. Bobby Sox was a young gelding with blue eyes and a Tavaro coloration, which caused his coat to be spotted black and white. Cakewalk was a solid brown and had a calm, easy nature. Alice had seen horses at her grandparents' before, so she knew to approach them calmly from the front. Bear and Jeremy kept their distance. They were intrigued, though still trying to figure out who all these new animals were. These two horses were gentle giants. When they saw Alice approaching, they trotted right over and nuzzled their long faces into her hands. Alice walked over to the barn, where hay bales were stacked along the wall. She grabbed two handfuls and turned around to find the two horses standing right behind her. They had followed her to the hay bales, hoping she'd feed them. Alice let out a giggle and opened up her hands. The horses promptly gobbled up the hay and nuzzled Alice, hoping for more. Patty had picked up a few sheep, a rooster, and five hens. They headed over to the chicken coop, with Bear and Jeremy jogging alongside. Patty introduced Alice and Danny to the sheep on the way. Alice laughed at the way their fur felt like bouncy pillows. One sheep didn't take a liking to Bear and let out a baa right at him. Bear gave the sheep an inquisitive look and kept jogging along. The sheep wasn't worth his time anyways. Just on the other side of the sheep pasture was the chicken coop, a brown hut with wire fencing around it and plenty of room to roam in between. The chickens only seemed to notice Bear and Jeremy, who were lingering at the edge of the fence. The two dogs circled the coop, trying to find a way in. Like a game of cat and mouse, the chickens would move around the pen, always staying on the opposite side of the two dogs. Danny brought Alice inside the hut and showed her how to gather the eggs from the nesting boxes. Just then, an old red truck pulled into their gravel driveway. "I have a surprise for you," said Patty. Alice and Danny's eyes lit up, and they hastily headed back towards the house, where the red truck just parked. By the time they arrived, Mark was already outside, chatting with the driver, who had pulled out a big cardboard box. Alice and Danny spared no moment or pleasantries, because they already recognised the noises they were hearing. A litter of puppies. They were a couple of months old, just big enough to wander around on their own, but still young enough to be cute and innocent. "You can pick whichever one you'd like," said the driver with a smile. That was all Alice needed, because one little beagle had already caught her eye and was hypnotizing her with cuteness. She picked it up, and Danny petted it while the puppy rested its head on Alice's shoulder. The driver came over, held his hands out for the puppy, and placed it on the ground. "Watch this," he said. He pulled a treat out of his pocket and placed it on the puppy's nose. The puppy stood completely still until the driver clapped his hands. Right away, the puppy flicked its nose, launching the treat into the air and caught it on the way back down. Everyone was amazed at how smart this puppy was, and at such a young age. "We have to call it Tricks," said Danny with a grin. Alice nodded in approval. Just then, Bear and Jeremy returned from their excursion around the ranch. Alice knelt down to explain the situation to them. She didn't want them getting jealous. Bear stood looking down at the little stranger. His tongue hung out as he cocked his head and looked at Danny, who patted him and told him everything was all right. Jeremy took one look at the beagle and wandered off. Clearly, he was not too enthusiastic, or he was keeping a good poker face about it. They decided to introduce Tricks to the other animals after lunch. Mark washed up and helped Patty make sandwiches. Meanwhile, it didn't take long for Tricks to make herself at home, sniffing around the kitchen, crawling up onto the living room sofa. She eyeballed the staircase, but wasn't quite big enough to climb it. So she wandered back to the kitchen, where Patty set out some food and water for her. As the family ate lunch, they talked about Alice's responsibilities for her new pet. Trix was already house-trained, so that was a relief. But Alice would be in charge of ensuring the puppy was well-fed and played with. She'd also help with bathing Trix, because any dog on a ranch needs regular baths. After lunch, Patty and Alice took Trix on a big tour of the ranch to check out the cows, horses, sheep, and chickens, and to get to know Bear and Jeremy a bit better. And, as Alice reminded her mother, they still needed to visit the pond. Bear was off doing his own running around, but Jeremy was close by, so Patty called him to tag along. His expression didn't suggest he was in the mood, but he came over, giving Trix a good, thorough sniff. He bobbed his head, as if granting his approval. Then, they all headed towards the cow pasture. A few cows were grazing close to the fence and slowly looked up when they saw the group approaching. The closest cow was dark brown. Its calm, passive face showed no distraction as it continued chewing while watching them. But when Trix decided to run under the fence, the cows decided it was time to move along. Patty called the dog to come back. Luckily, Trix was smart and must have picked up on her name, so she complied. Jeremy, meanwhile, seemed to shake his head in embarrassment. They took their time, walking over to the horse corral, where Bobby Socks and Cakewalk were roaming under the fading sun. Alice kept Trix in her arms to avoid her running towards the horses. But when Cakewalk saw people coming, he sauntered over in case anyone wanted to pet him. Trix began to whimper, pushing her paws into Alice's arms and causing her to set the puppy down. Instead of running towards the horses, Trix took off in the opposite direction. Jeremy glanced at Patty, then trotted off after the puppy, easily catching up to her and somehow calming her down. So much for the horses, thought Alice, but Patty assured her little girl that Trix would get used to them in time. Meanwhile, the sky had darkened with clouds. Rain might fall any minute now. The sheep were up next, and when Patty mentioned them, Alice pretended to nod off and snore, causing Trix to start licking her face. Ironically, the sheep were resting, all except a little lamb which stood off in the corner. Alice had named the lamb Cotton on their excursion around the ranch earlier that day. She tried to call Cotton over, but sheep aren't very responsive to such things. They'd have to walk around to it. But as they got closer, the woolly little lamb moved to the other side of the pen Alice sighed. She wanted to introduce Trix and Cotton, but little Cotton was having none of it. So Jeremy intervened, running over to where Cotton stood, making her cross back towards Alice, so she could make the proper introductions. As Patty took out her phone to snap a few pictures, the first drops of rain hit the screen. She asked if Alice was ready to go back to the house. The chickens could wait until tomorrow, and Patty was hoping her daughter would forget about the pond. But she didn't forget. The pond was close to the house, though, so they made their way there as the first drops began falling. By the time they got to the pond, the little beagle looked exhausted. But she found enough energy to run straight into the mud surrounding the pond before lying down flat on her stomach. Alice waded in to the rescue. When Trix saw her, she rolled right over on her back and wagged her tail, letting the raindrops splash on her muddy tummy. Patty couldn't help but laugh. She told Alice to just grab the puppy and carry her home. So Alice picked her up in one hand to avoid getting mud on her dress. Thankfully, Trix was exhausted and didn't try to fight the free ride home. When they reached the house, they washed Trix off outside with the hose. The last bits of mud dripped away as the slow, drizzling rain started to pick up. Danny brought out a towel, wrapped the puppy in it, and carried her inside. Now all cleaned up, Trix gulped down some water and gave in to her exhaustion, dozing off on the covered front porch with Jeremy and Bear resting nearby. After their first dinner in the new house, Alice was reading a book in bed when her dad walked in, carrying the sleeping Trix in his arms. Alice thanked him for the new puppy. It was everything she could hope for. Her dad smiled and laid Trix down on the bed. He gave Alice a kiss on the forehead, as always, and turned the light out. Trix snuggled close into Alice's chest. She could feel the puppy's tiny heartbeat. She closed her eyes, grateful for her new home and her new best friend.